Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today on episode 92, our Hunter Hillenmeyer episode of Typical Chicago Fans, we have Sinkers and Floaters, the TCF Sports Minute, the NFL Wild Card Weekend Pick Show. We're two new segments this week. We have Eliminator and Expansion and a TCF Top 3 of Defunct Sports Teams. Let's roll. Hello and welcome to episode 92 of Typical Chicago Fans, the Hunter Hillenmeyer episode. It's me, your boy Boomy, on Twitter at BoomyTCF. Make sure to follow the main page at Typical_Chicago on Twitter. Head to Facebook and Instagram. Give those pages a like, a follow, whatever you got to do. Head over to the YouTube page. Subscribe to that for all of our content in video form. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts. Wherever you find your podcast, we're probably there. Make sure you give us a follow on those. But make sure you follow the guys that I am joined by tonight. We have Zach, of course, at Z Lilia TCF, and Matt Schoolfield at schools_01. Today's episode, as always, is brought to you by our friends over at 26shirts.com Chicago. Head on over to their website, 26shirts.com/Chicago, to check out some of the coolest Chicago sports merchandise around. They have everything from the t-shirts you see hanging up behind me, hats, hoodies, flags, whatever you need, they have it. Some of the profits go to great causes around the city. It's a great website, great clothes, great causes. But when check out, you can use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off your order. If you love this show, love great Chicago merch, love helping out good causes in the city, head on over to 26shirts.com/Chicago. Pick up some great gear. Use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off. You cannot go wrong. But boys, episode 92, Hunter Hillenmeyer. You guys big Hunter Hillenmeyer guys?
I'm not an anti Hunter Hillenmeyer guy.
Okay.
If that means anything. He was an okay.
Yeah, I would
guy,
say
okay
I'm player. Properly rated. I'm properly rated.
Well, there's our first segment, over and under. So, yeah. Is Hillenmeyer over or underrated? Zach's going perfectly rated.
Mm-hmm. He was a guy and he was an okay player.
He was an okay player on some very good teams. Correct. He gets a lot of love for being on those on correct those good teams. For sure. As always, we're going to start with Sinkers and Floaters. I will give it my start, and that is my sinker. And my sinker is service dogs and other animals because American Airlines is no longer allowing emotional support animals on flights. They are banning it in a move that will force most owners to pay extra if they want to travel. So basically you could travel in the past, with them for no extra charge. Now they're adding a charge to it. So they're not totally banning it, but you're going to have to pay up for it. They said they will allow animals in the cabin free of charge only if they are trained service dogs. I know you guys have probably seen those videos of people. I know there was one, some lady claimed that it was a, emotional support peacock. Like, get out of here. Give me a break. And that's kind of the stuff they're trying.
Yeah, that's wild.
And absolutely, if you need a service dog, by all means, absolutely. I'm all in on that. But I think it got to a point where people were pushing the boundaries a little too far. And American Airlines has stepped in and kind of attempted to put a little bit of a crackdown on that.
Good luck. Because Pet people are
wild. Like, the people try and get away with that.
Oh, yeah. People, and then they're going to go on social media and, you know, complain about that airline. But they said that, like, they can travel with those pets. They're just going to have to pay a charge so they can, you know, maybe get out and say, well, if you really want to travel with your emotional support peacock, it's going to cost you $125.
I know people that are more protective of their pets than their own children or other family members. So.
Absolutely.
I don't know that you want to start messing with the pet community in that kind of way. I'm just going to warn the airline industry that you may be treading into water you don't want to get into.
I don't disagree with your sentiment there, Matt, but I think people have just pushed it too far.
I don't agree or disagree. I'm going to sit this one out because, like I said, these people are a different breed of relentless when it comes to their defending their point. So I'm just going to say, tread lightly. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Well, let's move on to your sinker then, so we can quickly change the subject.
Mine is Costco. And I ordered a birthday cake for my kid for his birthday this week. And
happy birthday.
Go to pick it up. Thank you. Go to pick it up, and they just didn't make it.
Oh, jeez.
To the point where the guy's like, I go over the counter, and the guy's like, yeah, well, you know, what's your name? And I tell him, goes back there, and I'm not seeing it. He's like, when did you put the order? And I'm like, it was almost a week ago. Goes over this over by the table. Sure as shit, there's my order form right in the pile with all the others. It's got the date for today pickup. The same.
Oh, no.
Like, I was there 15 minutes after the pickup time. And he's like, I don't know why, but they just didn't make it.
Did they take care of it? Did they get you another one and fix it? Did you do some icing?
Well, here's the situation. And this turns into it's a great thing that they tried to make up. It creates a bigger task for me. So now they gave me two smaller cakes to equal the bigger one that you get from them. They comp those. So that was cool. Gave me free cakes, but they're plain. So there's nothing on them. So I got to decorate them. Maggie and I got to decorate them tonight. And so we got some toys. We got some icing stuff we're going to draw on and see what we can do. Maybe I'll send some pictures how it turns out.
Absolutely. I don't doubt the creativity that's going to come.
It's going to be one of those hashtag nailed it.
I wasn't going to say it, but I was. I'll be honest.
Just wait till you see this mess.
Oh, can't wait. Zach, I know you got a sinker for us, buddy.
It's got to be the fog. And the last few days where me and Boomy live, it's just been like this weird fog. And I traveled like 45 minutes away, and it cleared up like 30 minutes into it. And then you go back into it, another day of it. Today, it finally kind of broke. The sun came out, but I just felt in a weird mood just because of the fog. And I think fog, I dislike driving in it, and I just dislike it.
There's definitely like a heightened sense of awareness when you're driving in it. It's just like driving.
It gives me a headache.
Yes. Cause you like, I know this was Tuesday, maybe Monday or Tuesday. One of the early this week, like I was driving home from work, you know, going to the gym to meet up with you. And I literally could see maybe 15 yards in front of my car. And when I came home, it was dark. And usually, like, on my way home, I drive by the car dealerships in town. And usually, they're very, very lit up. You can see them from a long way away. Not the case. Very eerie. I've watched too many scary movies to know bad things happen in the fog. So, I'm completely with you, Zach.
Bad things, especially at car dealerships. It seems like that would be a place where, like, you know, they can hide in between cars. It's just one of those places. Just get me out of there quick.
Too many places to hide, and then you add in the fog. Yes, that's just a
rest for the desolate travel.
I think you guys are writing a scary movie.
Hey, patent pending, all right? If you're out there listening, patent pending, all right?
What's the
massacre at the car dealership or something? Let's move into our floaters. And mine is statues. Obviously, statues have been all over the news for the last year. But this is a good story. A veteran has returned a sword that he stole off of a statue of a Revolutionary War general nearly 40 years ago. It says, Cindy Gaylord, the chair of the Westfield Historical Commission in Westfield, Massachusetts, says he was contacted by a man who had stolen the statue from the General William Shepard in the 80s. This guy had been holding on to a statue, sword for 40 years, and he's felt so bad about it over the years that he returned it, and he said it felt very remorseful. So, you know, a statue getting its sword back, at least there's a little bit of positive news from statue news media, I guess.
My floater, I got them in the mail last night, but it's these Outright Bars right here. This is a cookie dough with peanut butter. This is a s'mores with peanut butter. Boomy has been eating these for a while now, but I'm kind of trying to get into a little bit of a more healthy eating. But these are good for you, and they taste good. So they are Outright Bars. I'm going to try and substitute them for maybe snacks I should not be eating, a.k.a. like Fruity Pebbles.
Fruit roll-ups.
10 o'clock at night. Oh, fruit roll-ups. Sour Patch Kids. Oh, my favorite. but I'm excited because they're good for you and they taste good. So Outright Bars, shout out to Boomy for showing them to me. Let me have a few of his. And then I finally got my order in. Well, I didn't finally. I got my order in today. And I'm excited to try all these. I got a variety pack, so I'm pumped.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Maddie, I know you got a floater for us to wrap the show up.
I do, and outside of it being the rest of the Americans, the people that didn't storm the Capitol building, they're my floater. Pat yourselves on the back if you didn't storm the Capitol today. Shout out you. you're a good person today. Everybody else, amen. You failed. Anyway, no kidding. All joking aside, the simplicity of balloons, guys, and stay with me here. And I know my sinker was related to my kid's birthday, but also my floater is going to be as well. And balloons, dude, for a toddler, you could spend $7 on 30 balloons, and that kid will be enamored for the 12 hours tomorrow. So $6, $7 in decorations. Just slap a bunch of balloons on the floor. Let him go to town with whatever, smacking them, hitting them with whatever he wants to do. It's endless fun for the whole house for 12 hours. So
Matt, balloons, you might be my sinker because you didn't need to spend money on birthday gifts. You could have just bought a giant box of balloons and just let him go nuts.
Boomy, the key is birthday gifts are actually for yourself. So that's what I was saying. You get the toys that you like to play with. So like, you get the car sets, the train sets, the big, you know, the remote control toys, things like that that he likes. But hey, stuff that you don't mind playing with as well. So, you know, a little bit of a double dip then.
It's just going to get better as he gets older. Because then you don't can worry. Get, you know, PlayStation, TVs.
I've already got the wife convinced of the gaming wall that's going to have all the retro systems and the current one as well. So we're going to be.
Love it.
Basement's going to be rocking here.
Can't wait.
You will also see throughout the show that Maddie is blowing up some of these balloons.
Yes, I've got like seven of them here. Here's a white one and an orange one that I've taken care of today. So we got the multiple colors. We got an arrangement from Party City picked up too. So did something nice there, but now I'm just going to do these, throw them on the floor. Once he wakes up in the morning, you know, go kick them all over the living room for all I care, burn some energy. You know, it's going to be cold, so whatever, man. Cheap balloons, cheap entertainment, everybody wins.
Gotta love it. Nuts, kid.
Let's move into the TCF Sports Minute. Obviously, the big one here, the Bears playing this weekend in New Orleans. We'll get to the rest of the game shortly, but the one that matters the most to the most people on this show, the Bears heading to New Orleans. They get in the playoffs. Boys, on a scale of 10, how confident are you that the Chicago Bears can go down to New Orleans and steal a victory away from the Saints?
Not the most competent, but I think anything can happen.
Okay.
That's my thought. Anything can happen on Sunday afternoon in the Nickelodeon wild card game against the Saints in New Orleans. Anything can happen. And if the Bears walk out of New Orleans, fly out of New Orleans with a W, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to say this, and the one thing about the NFL playoffs, and this year has an added layer with two extra wildcard games, is usually that weekend something unexpected does happen. In one of those games, yep. Some team that you do not expect at all to win goes out and absolutely murders somebody. Last year, the Titans did it in a couple weeks. You know, and it's, I'm not saying the Bears can do that, but I'm not saying it's one of those things. Why not us? They've got a talented enough. There's enough talent on the defense that they can give Drew Brees fits in that offense a little bit of a. It's not going to just be able to do whatever they want, in my opinion. I'm a little worried with Michael Thomas starting to make some rumblings about coming back, so that's not good.
That would not be good at all.
Especially, I was going to say that, Zach, because you're still questionable on Buster Screen playing and
Jalen Johnson as well.
They're both questionable.
And he's the best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah, when he's healthy, he is a dog. I mean,
he's incredible. Incredible catches everything. So it's one of those things where they'll go 7-8 yards to him. He'll pick up 3 or 4 after the catch every time. And it's he's a first down machine. And you're not going to be able to stop him if you don't have, at least one of those two corners back out there.
Absolutely. Also, at the end of this weekend, at the beginning of next week, we have the College Football Playoff National Championship. We have the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Alabama Crimson Tide Monday. The line in that game is 7.5. Alabama is favored. Do you guys think Ohio State stands a chance against the dominance that has been the Alabama Crimson Tide?
I think so. I think they might.
Okay.
I think that it should be at least a good game. But it's just going to come down to who gets those key stops.
Absolutely.
Because there's going to be a lot of points scored, I think, in this game.
Yeah, I want to say the over was some silly number like 70 something. I'm going to double check that. Obviously there's a lot going into this. Justin Fields is, I believe he's going to play, but is, I believe, questionable with some rib issues after the hit he took in the Clemson game. There's some going around in the Ohio State coaching staff, I believe. But yeah, the over is at 75.5. So yeah, Zach, I think we are going to see quite a bit of scoring. Matt, any take on the Ohio State Alabama game? You're muted, Matty.
Yes, I do have thoughts on that, and I have muted thoughts, but I have actual verbal thoughts too. I'm definitely taking the over, because anytime you get a national championship game that's in the mid 70s, I'm 1,000,000,000% not going to be the asshole that takes the under in that game. Boomy, we know you will.
Don't be the guy that after the game goes, man, I should have taken that over because that was so much fun.
Even if it goes under, you won't regret
it. No, it's still fun.
That's just the way it's going to be. on the flip side, though, I think Ohio State is going to give them severe, severe problems. Justin Fields is way better than any quarterback that Alabama faced all season. Their defense has not been dominant week in and week out. You look at what a team like Ole Miss did to them. Ole Miss dropped like 40 points on them. And I know it's, early in the season, Alabama was probably not necessarily geared up for that game like they would be the national title game. But still, it's not like Ole Miss is some juggernaut.
So, yeah.
Things like that. I think Alabama's got some flaws at times. I think Mac Jones hasn't really had to do a lot. Like he's, he, you know, he's gotten so much production from Devontae Smith and Najee Harris. You know, it's one of those things. It's just that team is, they've got so much talent, but it's not like they've been susceptible to having those meltdown games occasionally. And it wouldn't shock me if Ohio State's able to take advantage. They've got weapons. And if Fields is close to healthy, that guy can make big plays all over the field.
100%. I think we got, you know, Ohio State's probably the hottest team in football right now. You know, people would make the argument they shouldn't have been there, whatever the case is. But, I mean, they proved against Clemson they're definitely always in the top five conversation for a reason. And, you know, that offense, I mean, they threw up, 60-something points like it was nobody's business. And Alabama is Alabama. So I think we're in for a good game. We'll see, you know, what that over looks like. But I definitely think we got the two best teams in college football at this moment.
But the thing is about those top three, you know, college teams, the year in, year out, it's the Clemson, the Ohio State, and Alabama. Whenever they are an underdog, they always thrive. And now you're looking at Ohio State, too, a second week in a row as an underdog. I think that's huge. And those talented teams, when they have that ability to put the chip on their shoulders, that means a lot, in my opinion. Wanted to add that.
100%. Looking at another scenario, the Bulls are back. I'm gonna say that lightly.
Back-ish. They're back-ish. Yep.
They come back. I believe they were down 22 Tuesday night, and they defeat the Trailblazers 111-108. As we are recording this, they are playing in Sacramento. They are down 62-59 at the half. I think this is something that we've talked about, and it's something that is going to be fun to watch the rest of the year, is the progression. Can you take some of those beatdowns like they took in Milwaukee? You're not good enough to beat the Milwaukee Bucks consistently right now, but can you take those beatdowns and carry them over and beat a team like Dallas? Can you beat a team like Portland or Sacramento, who's rising and has good young players? And I've said this a million times, seeing Billy Donovan coach and teach these young guys is all of the proof you need that this was time for a change and that they hired the right guy. Obviously, we won't know for a while if that it's going to work out in the way we think it is. But in the short term, looking at it, you know, through a microscope right now, I like the way things look. Obviously, there's going to be games where they get absolutely, you know, pounded. But that's just part of I hate to be cliche, but that's just part of the process when you have 18, 19, 20-year-old guys and a brand-new coach, a brand-new GM, and all that good stuff. So do you guys like what you see out of the Bulls here of the last week or so?
Yeah, like you were saying, you can see the improvement, and you can see that they trust what he's saying, and he's actually teaching these guys. And you can already see from game one to right now that there's already some changes, and that's – that makes you feel like, whoa, this coach actually knows what he's talking about. And the other aspect of it that we didn't have last year was they didn't trust this coach, and they didn't want to listen to this guy. And when they actually want to listen to the coach and really, like, this guy actually knows what he's talking about, then you can see on the court what's going on. They're already improved 4-1. In the last five, like, that's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, and we joked about it as well. Like, yeah, they beat up on, or they at least got wins over, the Washington Wizards. But, you know, young teams like this that are constructed the way they are need wins like that. Yeah, Washington might be a really bad basketball team, but you need to win those types of games. And you're going to have to beat bad teams, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine for such a young group and a learning group. Like you said, it's fun to watch right now. Maddie, anything on the Bulls before you or after you unmute yourself?
They beat Portland, too. It's one of those things where, you know, it's not like they're just beating up on crap teams.
Yes.
You know? And it was a game that they were awesome. They were down big early in the first quarter, didn't let up. LaVine hits a monster three to end, to seal the game. They love it. They're playing for each other. They look like they're having a good time. You know, Coby White is a damn good player, man. And there's no Carolina bias in this one, dude. That guy's a legit player. he's going to be a very, very good player. And I'm not saying he's going to be a one on a championship team, but I could definitely see him developing it into a three for sure, and maybe a two at some point. So, absolutely. You know, I think Coby White, he could be a very, very good player for this team for a long time.
Couldn't agree more. And I think a big reason why the Trailblazers blew such a lead, do you guys know who the Trailblazers brought in the preseason to help facilitate practices for the Portland Trailblazers?
It's got to be Boylan, right?
Jim Boylan, yes. And shout out Coby White. I'm sure you've seen it. It was actually something my wife had seen on TikTok. There was a kid who has Asperger's, and he's a big Coby White fan, and they talk about him all the time on his TikTok page. And I believe Coby White sent him a bunch of gear and autographed gifts for Christmas. So not only is the kid developing into, like Matt said, a possible two or three on a playoff team, you know, you also have a good character, and makes it easy to cheer for this team. So hopefully good things that continue to come out of the Bulls. They're on a little bit of a Western run here. They got
like
the Lakers on
Friday.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Lakers on Friday, Clippers on Sunday. So hopefully, knock on wood, you know, keeping good things coming. But the big news here, the big story this weekend, wild card weekend. Let's get into some preview. Obviously, it's a beautiful thing with the wild card weekend. We get three games Saturday, three games Sunday. They start at noon. There's no overlap. It's a thing of beauty. Let's start Saturday for the noon game. We have the Indianapolis Colts heading to Buffalo to take on the Bills. We'll also throw in our wild card weekend picks for our pick show. The Buffalo Bills are favored by 6.5. Do you guys think Indy has any chance in this one? I'm not fully convinced.
No, I think that I'm going to take the 6.5 for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they looked awesome against the Dolphins at the end of the season, and I'm going to ride with the Buffalo Bills. Boomy, you are frozen. Maddie, what are you taking in this game?
I'm actually going to I'm going to fade. I'm going to go with the Colts. I think that 6.5 number, I think it's begging you to take Buffalo. And I think there's a reason.
What have you seen from the Colts to trust them? You trust
it's literally
Philip Rivers in playoff game?
Zach, I don't trust Vegas, and that number just seems so weird. It seems so weird.
Not a very crazy seeded game.
I just absolutely think they are trying to get as much Buffalo money as they possibly can on that game, because I think I think Indy is going to keep that game at least close.
Will Buffalo have any fans in the stands?
Yes, they will. I think 20%, I believe. Because Cuomo was going to go, and they, 40,000 Bills fans signed a petition to not let him come to the stadium, so he's not going now. So,
Boomy, what are you going to take?
You know what? I have been playing against them all year, but I think the atmosphere and the fact that this team has played so well lately, give me the Buffalo Bills -6.5. That offense is too much. And the inconsistency in Indianapolis scares me a lot. I think they can be very good. I just don't know if they're going to be able to do it against this formidable offense in Buffalo. In the second game, we have the Los Angeles Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle is favored by 3.5. As of this moment, we are not sure if Jared Goff is going to play for the Rams. What are we thinking here, boys?
I don't care who Rams. Plays. I'm taking the Rams. Yep.
Seahawks defense is very good at all. They haven't been playing very well at the end of the season. I'm going Rams. That defense is still very good.
I'm with Zach. I think the Rams defense is going to create some really big problems for a struggling Seahawks offense right now. And it's great you got Lockett and DK Metcalf. Well, the Rams have two corners that can play one-on-one with both of them. So it doesn't really matter. The Rams defense with those two guys with Ramsey, and then you get Aaron Donald, in the middle, just wreaking havoc all game. I think that's going to be big, big problems for the Seahawks. And I think the Rams are going to, you know, Cam Akers is a really, really interesting running back in this week. And I think he's going to probably be a guy that they lean heavily on. So I think I'm going to take the Rams. I like the love that. Love the spread. Love the money line for the Rams.
I was going to go Seahawks just to be the contrarian of the group, but I have talked a lot of smack about Seattle's offense, and I cannot bring myself. And I think there's a chance that Seattle gets it together, but I am not willing to lay any money down on that team. They cannot get it figured out. They cannot get it consistent where they have a week where their offense and defense play good games. And I think the Rams are just kind of flying high right now. They got themselves into the playoffs. And like you said, I mean, we know they were playing the Arizona Cardinals, but they still held a professional football team to 7 points. Let's not forget that that defense is unbelievable. The last Saturday night game, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to the Washington football team, the Buccaneers, -8. What do we think, boys?
First of all, that's crazy.
That is wild.
11-5 is going to play at a 7-9 team. That's kind of wild. But I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Bucs -8.
I'm going to do the same thing I did in the first game when I took the Colts. I'm going to kind of fade the
a lot of points.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the home dog and the football squad. I'm not gonna go money line on that one. I just think they do keep it within a touchdown. That defense is playing really well. Ron Rivera's getting that, you know, a lot of inspired football from that team right now. And you know, Alex Smith is gonna keep him in the game. He's not gonna cause you know, a lot of turnovers that you know, are just going to hand Brady great field position, in my opinion. I think
Mike Evans, that's what I was
going to bring up too, and banged up some weapon, or you know, a couple banged up weapons for the Buccaneers. I think it's not going to be the cakewalk you would expect. So that's why I'm going to take the football team.
Mike Evans is listed at questionable. I like Matt. I think it's just too many points. I think if it was 5-6, I might be leaning Patriots. There's Tom Brady with me, but. but a home football game, I don't care if there's no fans in the crowd or whatever the case is, that's a lot of points to cover in a playoff game. I think Tampa Bay is a better team, but, you know, you're seeing kind of a spark lit under the Washington football team's ass this year, especially as of late. I expect them to stay in the game. Give me the Washington football team +8. Let's move to Sunday. First game of the day, the Baltimore Ravens are favored on the road over the Tennessee Titans, -3.5. What do you got, boys?
Give me the Titans +3.5. Give me money line. I love that. At home against the Raven team, who's like, I guess they've been playing well at the end of the season, but I still think that the Tennessee Titans will win this game.
That's the only game I've bet so far is the Ravens -3.5. I love the Ravens -3.5.
Me and Matt are just
we're at each other. We're at each other big time this week.
At least somebody will
watch. We need to get a standings update too when we're done, Boomy. But I do think the running attack for the Ravens is going to be way too much for a suspect Titans D. J.K. Dobbins has been starting to run really, really well, and obviously Lamar Jackson is going to be a problem. So
I'm also with Matt here. I like the Ravens. I think when we talked about this earlier, there's that weird wild card game, and I know they're the favorite, but they are on the road. They're the wild card. I think this is going to be the game of the wild card weekend where we see a lower
seed from last year too.
Yes, I think that'll play into it. They have played really well lately, and the Titans don't close anybody out. I mean, they showed it last weekend against a bad Texans team. And I could be wrong. The Titans could be well on their way to an AFC championship game, but I just don't trust them right now.
A team that could go to the AFC title game. Totally agree. And with Derrick Henry, he could just have one of those games where he puts the team on their back and just plows through everybody. So it's what I speak on my confidence about the Ravens, it's more, I think, with the revenge factor, the running attack. The Titans defense, I just don't think it's what it was last year. I think that's a big problem for them.
Absolutely. I think this next one is an easy one. Let me go ahead, get looking at my crystal ball. Zach and Matt, Bears plus 9.5.
And 10. My... 10.
I have met 10 also.
It's 10 DraftKings right now.
I'll give it to you, 10. I will put down.
It is literally 10 right now on DraftKings.
And if Boomy was like a good guy and everything, he would take the Bears with us. Yeah. We wanted to win. Whatever.
Yeah, all for one, playing, one for all.
We're not even playing the Packers, but here we go. What do you got?
No, I'm going to ride with you, Zach. I just, like I said earlier, that's too many points. And you're kind of going to – I think you're going to see you know, a little bit of that underdog. And I just don't see this game getting out of hand. I think the Bears are going to stay in it. It's a kind of a similar thing with a lot of games that I talk about. I don't know how much I trust the Saints. I'm also making this hoping and praying that Buster Screen and Jalen Johnson play, because if they don't, it could get ugly. But I think they will. I hate to break it to you. I don't think the Bears are going to win, but I think – going to keep it close. I think they're going to keep it under 10.
I think the familiarity of playing a team that they played early in the season helps the Bears in this situation. As you saw, they had a little bit of a bounce back effort against the Packers the second time around. I think that is going to help the team out a little bit. I think getting Roquan not being out is going to be is a substantial loss for the Bears. But you know, it's one of those things. I think David Montgomery could be another impact player for this team. They're going to have to ride him. And I think, I just think they find a way to keep it close and somehow, some way to kind of just scrape it together and fight and claw. And maybe they're not going to win. It's hard to win when you're a 10-point dog, but I'm going to take the Bears. I think they do keep it close.
Last game of wild card weekend, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh is at -6. I'll start. I'll go Pittsburgh. Cleveland, I don't believe, is going to have their head coach and possibly coordinators. And I'll be honest, guys, it's great. Cleveland got into the playoffs for the first time since, 2002 or whatever it is. They're not going to win this game. They're not going to keep it that close. I know when to start fading the city of Cleveland, and I think now is the time.
I'm going Cleveland +6. Love it. I love it. I feel like, I don't know, the Steelers have been playing very well. Everyone thinks the coach is out. They're going to go out and win.
I've got no feel on this game at all.
Yeah.
When it was 3.5, I absolutely loved Cleveland. And I just – now they're getting 6, and it's like, how big of a loss is their head coach? Like, is it a 3-point loss? That's what I need to ask myself. Is that a 3-point loss? I don't know that it is. Down to a one-game scenario, in a one-game situation, I think you got Baker Mayfield – is experienced enough, he knows this offense enough that he's going to be able to dictate a flow of the game enough to be able to, you know, resemble a calling his own game for a week. I think he can manage that. I think that's something they can put on him and say, hey, you're going to work with the quarterbacks coach. You guys are going to figure this out if the OC's out as well or whatever. So I think they can get by and have a functioning offense without Stefanski. It's a good defense though in Pittsburgh, and that's where you kind of you worry a little bit. And T.J. Watt is the game wrecker, and Fitzpatrick's a dynamite player in the secondary.
I will admittedly say that a lot of this goes off of my recency bias. Is that Cleveland was at full? Not really full strength. They were missing some wide receivers last week, but they barely beat Pittsburgh's second string. I don't know if they can just turn it on and now they're automatically back into this thing. I don't know. It's a tough hill to climb, especially without your head coach. But make some good points about Baker Mayfield.
Go back and look 2 weeks ago. Is Ben Roethlisberger any better than Mason Rudolph was last week?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know.
That is,
I think,
a good,
you are
Mason
right.
Rudolph, 22 of 39 for 350.
I'm really talking myself more and more into Cleveland right now too. So I'm gonna definitely take the Browns in this one now at 6.
I mean, similar. Oh, I'm looking at no. Ben Roethlisberger the week before against Indianapolis was 34 of 49 for 342.
Oh, he was awesome in the second half. He was brutal in the first half. The week before that, on Monday night, he was awful.
Was that
awful?
Was,
awful.
That was bad. Quick update here. I went 5-0 last week. Zach went 1-4. Matt 3-2. I'm sitting at 58-45-2. Zach is at 51-50-4. And Matt is at 54-49-2. So there are your CF pick show updated standings. I would agree, Zach. Let's move into a new segment.
What a joke.
What a jerk. Always got to say something.
He just had to.
Looking like he's about to go play for the NIU Huskies. Like,
I respect
linebacker.
Your commitment to the game.
You got to respect the troll game, all right?
No, Bulls are only down two, boys.
All right. Our next two segments are brand new. And the reason behind these is there's rumors going around that the NBA is looking to add two franchises to the league to help alleviate some of the losses for COVID. I'm not really here to debate whether that's a good idea, a bad idea. So here's what we're going to do. I want to eliminate one team from every sport. Every major sport, and each of us are going to pick one. And then in the next segment, we're going to pick the city that gets to add a team when those leagues decide to expand. So we'll start. This is Eliminator.
I'll go first.
NBA, MLB, and NHL. So, Zach, go ahead.
St. Louis Cardinals.
That's 1-1. That's fucking 1-1. That is one. That is by far and away 1-1.
Yep. I think we can all agree on that.
Is colleges included in this? Just
you can throw one in honorable mentions, Maddie. Okay. I'll go with my MLB team as well. And this is just a personal thing. It's the Philadelphia Phillies. I hate Phillies fans. I have wrote two blogs in my life, and one of them is about Philadelphia fans. The Philadelphia Phillies fans are absolutely horrible people from my experience there when I was 13. Sorry if you're a Phillies fan, but I'm not really that sorry. That is my MLB team that I'm going to eliminate.
Let's see.
We're doing one team from each sport?
Yes.
My NFL team, I'm going to go to a different sport, and it's not going to be who you would expect. It's not going to be Green Bay. It's going to be the Dallas Cowboys. It's a team that I am so sick of that team playing the Fox NFL game of the week at 3:25 or 4:25 if you're on the East Coast, and it's just one of the, like, that team has been irrelevant for so long.
Yep.
And they're just getting shoved down our throats so much. And Jerry Jones sucks. And that stadium sucks. And all of it. I just don't like the Cowboys at all. So let's just be done with them.
I love that pick. Zach, you have a second round pick coming up. You have NFL, NBA, and the NHL left.
You know what? I'll stick with the NHL. I'll stick with the same thing, the St. Louis Blues.
I don't hate that either. I'm going to go NBA here, and I'm just going to go off of a team that I just don't really care about. They haven't done much since, I don't know, mid-90s. It's the Orlando Magic. They just don't exist in my brain anymore. We're going to let them go. We're going to let someone else come in that is a little bit more relevant. So I'm going to go with the Orlando Magic. Great jerseys, great floors. They haven't done anything since Shaq left, so – no thanks.
I'm gonna stick with you in the same sport, and I'm gonna go to Detroit though. It's a team that near and dear to my heart that I hate with a passion. Growing up as a Detroit Pistons, so I want them to poof be gone.
I don't hate that one at all, Maddie.
My football one, the Green Bay Packers. Been there.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I would be hurt.
I'd pick the team that beats my team every year, too, if I was in
the It's not the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Keep telling yourself that.
It's not the reason why.
Let's see. I'm going to go to the NFL, and I'm just going to put people out of their misery. I'm getting rid of the New York Jets. They went to a couple playoffs in the late 2000s, but if you look at the history of the Jets, I mean, they won, like, Super Bowl V, and they have done nothing since. Like, also on that, I don't think you need two football teams in New York, especially two that are, you know, not very good right now. And the Jets have really done nothing in their entire existence. So I'm going to go ahead and eliminate the Jets in the NFL.
I'm going to go to Major League Baseball, and it's going to be the White Sox because I want their Twitter fan base to just disappear.
If it was the option to just eliminate, like, their fans, would you, you know, maybe pick somebody else?
I don't know. Their fans have just become so insufferable in a lot of ways at times. And it's just like, dude, just enjoy your team. Just chill out. Like, all of it. Just chill out. Like, just relax. Like, if they're going to be good, they don't need to have, an all-star at every position to contend. So that kind of thing has been driving me nuts lately. And I don't know. I think it's probably their fans. But let me answer your question.
I don't hate that. Zach, your last pick.
I'm trying to figure out. I have basketball.
You have NBA. Whatever team LeBron.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
I don't hate that. Put them out of their misery.
Yeah, I don't hate that one. Yeah.
You don't like my picks?
No, I said I like that one. Put them out of their misery. Into the number one overall draft pick, you could look at their history, and it is awfully abysmal as well. And unfortunately, it's Cleveland, Ohio. I'm going to just, in the NHL, I'm going to stick home, get rid of the Red Wings.
How do you take that from me?
Sorry, man. I don't like the Blues.
I got another one. It's okay. I got another one.
But like the Red Wings, they're just like, they've been so good my whole life. I'm glad they're bad now. And obviously they have such a long history, you know, and so many titles and
totally
go away.
They took away probably two chances at least that the Hawks probably could have contended for cups in the mid 90s the Red Wings just were so, so good just for so long. And that reign was just incredible what they did. And it really does not hurt me at all that they're the worst team in the league or now going to contend with the Hawks for the worst team in the league probably this year. But when I get to mine for the NHL, it's going to be I'm going to go for a personal one then since you took the Red Wings. And that's the Los Angeles Kings because they took a cup away from the Hawks in 2014. In game 7, when the puck went off Nick Leddy's shin pad off Martinez in game 7 and just ripped my heart out. And
was it the Penguins that beat the Blackhawks and the Stanley Cups in the early 90s?
In 92, it was,
yeah. They filmed Face Off during
91 and 92 both, actually, yes. So.
Okay. That was another one I was thinking about. Let's move to the other new segment, and this is expansion. Now, like I said, the NBA is looking at adding two teams. And so how do you guys want to do this? We have four major sports. We want to pick two major sports, or do we want to do all of them for expansion?
Let's just pick two.
Okay, so you can tell me what sport and what city you're going to. Let's keep the same order. Zach, go ahead and get us started.
The NBA, Seattle needs an NBA team.
Yep. They deserve it. Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm going to go MLB. And with the growing sports – I don't even know what the right word is. The growing professional sports there, the Las Vegas area needs a professional baseball team. They have a AAA baseball team that has a pretty nice stadium. They play all their games at night. You don't have to worry about the 120-degree heat. if you're going to have NHL, you're, you know, they have a WNBA team, they have the NFL, might as well, you know, give them a baseball team as well.
We're picking one city for each sport, correct?
We're going to do one or two cities for a particular sport. So okay, you could pick.
Perfect. Got it. I got it. Okay, baseball. Sorry. Yeah. So for baseball, can't decide if I want to use it for baseball or basketball.
Or if it really tickles your fancy, you can do two new baseball ones if you really want, Maddie.
No, I'm going to go to basketball, and it's going to be Charleston, South Carolina. Beautiful city. Good city in the winter, too, because it doesn't get super cold. You're not going to deal with snow and ice. Right on the ocean. Great food, great culture. You know, tons of history in the South there. Tons of, you know, the city's fantastic. I love the place. My favorite city in the country. They can handle an NBA team, in my opinion. And I think it would do really, really well there for some reason. I don't know. They've got a minor league baseball team. That's where I did my internship. So that's why I didn't want to take away the baseball team from them. They're near and dear to my heart. Shout out Charleston River Dogs.
Love it. Love it. Zach, what is your second place you're going to add a team? And what league?
I'm going to go with the NFL. And I feel like, let's see here.
I'm going to chime in here real quick while you think, Zach. I think Canada needs an NFL team.
Well, there's Canadian football.
But barely.
Okay, I'm just going to be goofy here. Alaska. What if there's an NFL team in Alaska?
Juno.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's Anchorage
could handle one.
That's
got to be an outdoor team then too, right?
100%.
Alaska, 100%. It's Eskimo weather. Puts bear weather to shame, that's for sure.
I was gonna say, but none of us can complain about the temperatures.
Imagine the home field advantage.
Yeah, brutal. The travel alone would just be
brutal.
Tampa Bay going to
dear God
to Anchorage.
Good God. I'm going to go in the NBA, and I'm going to go – and this is actually surprising. It's one of my more favorite cities to visit. And I'm going to put an NBA team in Nashville, Tennessee.
I knew you were going there.
Maybe we're going to move the Memphis Grizzlies over to Nashville. They already have the Predators. They have the Titans. They have a AAA baseball team. Let the basketball team play in the Bridgestone Arena. I mean, it's a great place to go and do a little weekend vacation. It's 6 hours from here. It'd be nice in, you know, late November or, you know, late winter, early spring, get out of the cold weather. You know, it's 20 degrees different in Nashville. Go catch an NBA game right there on Broadway. So I'm going to go Nashville in the NBA.
I don't hate that. Nashville's a cool city. It's definitely could handle another at least one professional team.
And you really don't have to do much with the stadium right there.
No, it's you're pretty much ready to roll, like you said. I'm going to go north of the border. I'm going to go baseball. I'm going to go retro. I'm going to bring back the Montreal Expos. It needs to be done. The greatest uniform in Major League Baseball. Greatest logo in Major League Baseball. I've never been to Montreal. I hear it's just an absolute wild city that just basically anything goes. And, you know, I'm in for stuff like that when it comes to a road trip with the boys and go see some Major League Baseball, check out a pretty cool city in the process. And, you know, why not go for it?
It was cool when I went there. I was only like 12 or 13 when we went to Olympic Stadium. But, like, they had the two video boards and one side is in French and the other side was in English. Uh-huh.
It was pretty awesome. Neat. I love it.
French speaking Canadians.
Yeah, don't get me started on the French, so I'll have a big problem with it too. So I won't be able to stay in Montreal for long. I know.
No, it's got to be a week. We did not like Montreal because all of the road signs are in French, and this was back before GPS was a thing. And I remember my mom getting like visibly upset because she couldn't figure out where the hell we were. So
yeah, I want to get me back to Toronto pronto after that.
Yes. It was the best thing ever. Cliff Floyd became my favorite baseball player because these guys attempting to yell at Cliff Floyd in English, and they were just like the first row of the outfield. He was playing left field, and they were like, "Cliffy, Cliffy."
I remember when Pedro was there. Tim Raines was a stud, dude. Those teams were awesome. They had
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson was there. Yeah, absolutely. Give me that. Bring back the Expos for sure.
I love it. So we're going to finish up with the TCF top three. And in this same vein, we are going to do the top three defunct or no longer existing teams, the teams that don't exist anymore or maybe moved to different locations. Zach, do you want to keep the same order that we've had going the whole night? You want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll go first. And this is just kind of like personal thing. I wish the St. Louis Rams were still around because I have a cousin who is a big fan of the St. Louis Rams, and it would have been fun in our 20s or so that we could go to a Rams-Bears game. But now if we want to go to a Rams game, a home Rams game, you'd go all the way to Los Angeles. So I wish the St. Louis Rams were still
around. I actually went to the Bears-Rams Monday night game when Devin Hester took two back. That Monday night game, and my dad and I went to that one. It was one of the more memorable games I've ever been to. That game was nuts. That stadium was pretty loud. It was a cool place.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we're at. Like, it's 3.5-4 hours to St. Louis, and like you said, Zach, the best thing about that though was the Dome Stadium. You could go down there for December games and not have to, you know, freeze your ass off sitting outside in Chicago weather. So yeah. I'd be on that one. I'm going to go – a lot of mine is loosely based on uniforms and stuff like that and logos. I'm going to go with the Hartford Whalers. Just one of the coolest all-time uniforms. I think Hartford would be a good city for hockey. It's unfortunate that they moved to Carolina. They're kind of irrelevant now. So I'm going to go Hartford Whalers with my first-round pick. Matty.
Boomy, I like where your head's at. I like where your sport's at. Wrong retro team, though, dude. It's
you're going with it. I know.
It's the Nordiques, dude. Yep. That jersey is just electric. That's
electric.
The blue. Man, what a filthy jersey. So yeah, I'm taking the Nordiques. A lot of Canadian love for me tonight. I'm not a big French Canadian guy. I went to Montreal.
Yeah,
I went to
Canada, man.
Yeah, geez, let's go.
Matt, we'll snake around.
You want to snake around? Okay, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Defunct. Can I take the one Zach had for basketball? Yep. With Seattle Supersonics. Sure, I got to. Another uni that was just absolute dynamite. And Sean Kemp, one of my favorite players growing up, that was not a Chicago Bull, and good teams. Cool city, it sounds like, too. I've never been there, but heard great things.
I really like that choice. I'm going to go with a team that moved as well, but I'm going to go with the Vancouver Grizzlies. And I'm going to go with the Vancouver Grizzlies because their colors in court were so much cooler when they were in Vancouver as compared to now when they're in Memphis. They're boring. They're navy blue and a weird yellow and gray. They do the retros every once in a while, but give me the teal, give me the black, give me the print on the shoulders, give me Big Country Bryant Reeves all day, every day. Give me the Vancouver Grizzlies back. Zach, you got two picks to finish up, buddy.
I'm going to go with the Montreal Expos.
Yep.
Because that logo was just awesome. Awesome jerseys. Trying to think of another team. I'm not as old as you guys. I don't know all the
throw ricochet shots out.
That was a defense mechanism for more time to think.
Yeah, no kidding. You want to read an ad too now, Eddie?
That's what we need to play right here.
It's so dead air. So you can edit this out anyway, or don't. Come on. People like this stuff anyway, don't they? Don't you like this stuff, people?
Yeah.
Rate, review, subscribe here at the iTunes.
All right, this is going to sound dumb, but I'm going to go back to the NBA. I like the New Jersey Nets better than the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep. Great choice. I don't know what it is. I think it's the black and white. Like, it's boring.
No, I think it's the arena that they play in. It seems like
okay. It's
always dark.
Man,
the lighting is just horrible. Like, you can't see the fans.
Yeah, it is. It looks like even before this year when there were no fans, it never looked like there was people there. That's a good choice, Zach. My last one, I'm going to the NFL. Give me the Houston Oilers. Those jerseys were just so sick. They played in the Astrodome. They had the oil rig on the helmet.
Just awesome tease with Warren Moon, too.
Yeah, seriously.
They were very, very, very good.
I like the Titans. Like, they kept a similar color style. Their logo's pretty cool, but I don't know, man. It just there's something about Houston Oilers. Even the name of it just sounds like Texas.
One team that I think gets a bad rap because the PC police was the Washington Bullets. I want to shout that out because that was one team that I always liked like playing with in video games and stuff for some reason. I don't know why, but I always liked the Washington Bullets. So shout out them, but I'm running into a blank here too because I thought I was gonna be able to steal the Expos again there, but Zach took care of that for me. Wow!
If it makes you feel any better? I was gonna have the Supersonics.
Well, yeah. See, we might need to arrange a trade here, just to get us so we feel at home. Shit. I'm going to go with I was thinking of trying to go with I'm going to go with the original Washington Nationals from the 1920s.
Okay.
With Walter Johnson. I'm going to go with the old school Washington Nationals.
I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
That's what I should have gone with. There we go. The Brooklyn Dodgers. The New York Giants baseball. There we go. The New York baseball Giants playing at the Polo Grounds. That's my third.
Good choices. I love them all. I was also going to go into the Chicago the Chicago Whales who played at Wrigley Field and also the Chicago Orphans. I don't think you could have a professional team called the Orphans anymore. But those were two good names. If you guys go look back, there was some incredible names in the early years of Major League Baseball. And I actually just watched a video the other day on some of the early NFL teams, and there was some doozy. Maybe the Steagles, when the Steelers and the Eagles combined during World War II. There were some good ones in there. But regardless, guys, that was episode 92 of Typical Chicago Fans. Thank you to Zach and Matt for joining me tonight. Make sure you follow them on Twitter. Zach is at ZLiliaTCF, and Matt is at Schools_01. You can find me there at FumiTCF. But make sure to follow the main page at Typical_Chicago. Head to Facebook, Instagram, like those pages there. Give those a follow. Head over to the YouTube page, subscribe for all of our content in video form. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, maybe even Amazon Podcasts. I'm not sure. We're everywhere. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Check out 26shirts.com/Chicago for shirts like the one you see right here. Flags, hats, whatever you need. Great Chicago merch. Great people working with great organizations. Out the podcast as well. Use promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off your order. I'm telling you, these are the most comfortable shirts I own. I would not steer you wrong. Like I said, promo code Typical Chicago Fans at 26shirts.com/Chicago. That was episode 92. Thank you for joining us. We love you all.
Peace. See ya.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.